Tommy Greer, there's no rest for him, though. CEO of the South East Melbourne Phoenix in the NBL. All sorts of action stations taking place in the NBL in the build-up to the new season. He joins us. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. Now, do we know there is... I think there are some dates penciled in at the moment from the NBL perspective, but how pencil-y is that pencil?
good question. So the date at the moment, look, as far as we're aware, the league is still sort of aiming for that December 3rd start, but obviously, since that task force has been put together, there has been, you know, a little bit of that talk if that is the sort of the best date moving forward for the league. Obviously, given that priorities for the league is playing in front of crowds, you know, it's a massive thing for the sport and for all the clubs to make sure that we actually have crowds in venues. So you can definitely see the positives of potentially pushing it out a little bit, but you know, as a club, we'll really sort of be guided by that task force that the NBL's put together.
Does it make it difficult from a recruiting perspective, and particularly from an import perspective, as to what you can plan for and sell to prospective players?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does make it a little difficult in regards to that. But you've got to, I guess, try and manipulate it to your advantage a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, EuroLeague and a lot of those massive sort of leagues across the world are struggling to set season start dates and that sort of stuff at the moment as well. And given how safe Australia is sort of far and wide, we've got a pretty good selling point. So I actually think it might, if you can hold off and you can sort of play that game of cat and mouse or chicken a little bit for a little bit longer, there might be some really high talent guys looking for a safe location to play.
Yeah, so is that a matter of sitting tight and waiting for what happens around the world? Because, as you say, with us being relatively safe and what we're doing, players won't be making their decisions till late?
Yeah, that's it. So it's sort of it is that waiting game. So sort of waiting to see what you know EuroLeague and some of those massive clubs around the world end up doing with their season. So we already know that you know, a lot of those massive clubs over there, their budgets have been halved and all sorts of stuff like that. So there is a lot of really big names kicking around at the moment, sort of starting to look towards the NBL. So I think it could ultimately be a real win for the league.
So what does that mean for the local players, though? Is there a chance to get your chance to be put offside by the local players because they're going, well, hang on a second, I've got to sort out my career too. You're waiting for these international guys that might never come.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, we're only allowed to have the two international players anyway, so it doesn't necessarily affect the Aussies that way. You know, we lock up the Aussies, and most clubs have all the Aussies locked away ready for the next season anyway. So it doesn't necessarily impact them, given we're only allowed a certain amount of imports on a roster each year.
You talked about their budgets, Tommy, and the European leagues particularly being slashed. What about your budgets? How's the forecast affecting the way you go about your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I meant obviously we've seen the sort of agreement with the Players Association, which happened really early on, which obviously affected our budgets in terms of putting rosters together. And, you know, it's just something we've got to be mindful of this season. You know, depending on the length of the season, that'll dictate, you know, what we're actually going to be able to contribute towards those players I was mentioning earlier, those big sort of European names. But, I mean, same as every league in the world, you know, those sort of player roster budgets are definitely going to be impacted this year and probably won't go as hard as we normally would have.
Now, we spoke to Justinian Jessop yesterday about going to the to Illawarra, whatever they're called now, the Hawks.
Yep.
is there a chance that potentially you guys can look at another one of these young Americans to come on, or is that not part of your future plans?
No, absolutely. Look, that's something we've been spending a whole lot of time on, and we've actually been talking to a couple of players, you know, really in depth and down to the sort of fine details. So we're hoping that we might be able to get something done over the next little while in terms of bringing in a next star to the club. But you guys have to hold off to see what that name is.
Okay, right. Are you sure you don't want to tell us now?
No. Well, you can get me back on in a few weeks' time, and hopefully we've got something for you.
It's just you and me at the moment. No one's listening. It's just us. It's just us, Will. Well, it's exciting. It is exciting to build up to the NBL season and what's happening with players and all that sort of thing, because it keeps the game in the news, Tommy. And you've done a great job getting your club in the news in its first year of existence and really making a foothold in the competition. So you should be very proud of that. And I reckon there'll be a lot more interest in your club going forward as well. So we wish you the best of luck with it.
Good on you guys. I really appreciate all the support. You know, that's not possible without you guys getting behind the sport and getting behind new franchises like us. So I really appreciate it.